Hi, and welcome to the Get Rich a Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there's literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world. Because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today. Hey teacher, and welcome to another episode. Today we're going to talk about scaling. There are lots of myths around scaling. A lot of people don't actually know what it means. So today I'm going to answer all those doubts and questions. So scaling can be divided into three levels, let's say, three different ways in which you can scale a business. And I'm going to talk about them in that chronological order in which it usually happens. If you have any additional questions about scaling, please do let me know. You can always reach out to me via Instagram DMs. I love receiving them. I love hearing what you're doing while listening. I love hearing from you. So please feel free to connect with me this way. So if scaling becomes relevant to you when you've been doing this whole freelancing business thing for at least some time, it usually means that you've been having your private students, that maybe you've shared working with your private students and working for a school or a platform for some time. There are all sorts of options available, but it usually isn't possible if you are a beginner. This is because in order to scale a business, you will have to have some confidence in who you are as a teacher and what your specific methods are, or what your secret sauce is. That's what I call it. So the first thing that I ask people to do before we start thinking about scaling their business is what they could offer to the world, what patterns they notice that happen in every one-to-one lesson that they have. Maybe not every, but in lots of them. What kind of common threads do they notice about the clients that they work with, or the work, the type of work that they do, or a specific topic that they focus on? And that makes it a bit easier, because the first basic step of scaling is moving beyond one-to-one. So in whatever kind of capacity you've been doing one-to-ones, whether it was for a platform or language school or with your private students, you cannot scale a business with one-to-ones, because with one-to-ones, there is always going to be a ceiling when it comes to the time that you can spend working and therefore make money. Because in that model, in the one-to-one model, you are only getting paid for the amount of time you spend doing your work. In order to scale, you're gonna have to change that. So in the easiest way in which you can scale, and that is literally my favorite way, you're still being paid somewhat for the amount of time you spent doing your work. And obviously there is a lot of prep, marketing and selling that is involved, that takes time. And obviously a kind of you're sort of getting paid for that once you've launched your bigger offer. But yeah, it's a little bit more complicated. So as I said, the first step in scaling is moving away or going beyond one-to-ones. That doesn't have to mean that you completely drop all your one-to-ones. I never actually encourage people to drop everything, because usually one-to-ones are your bread and butter, are usually what keeps you safe? Are you usually what keeps your business afloat? So I would probably keep some, but also make space for creating something bigger. And that thing that is bigger in my dictionary is a group program. I'm going to tell you in a moment why I don't think other models of going beyond one-to-ones are not as effective as a group, as a one-to-one, although there was an episode about that, but I'm going to do a little reminder of that. But that's basically what you would do. So in order to know what your group program could be about, and as you know, I often run my, I mean often, two or three times a year, I run the fantastic challenge, the Language Course Worth Gold challenge, where I help people kind of distill what they do and create a group program, because you also need to know. So that's why I said it's very hard to do it when you're a completely beginning, at the complete beginning of your teaching journey. I also would say that scaling to a group program might be challenging if you've only just started freelancing. It's a little bit different if you have worked for language schools so far, but are already an experienced teacher. I think you could potentially start your business by building a group program, but I think there is lots of value in having had some experience of finding your own private clients and freelancing for a bit. So if you're at that stage of, I've done at least a tiny bit, a few months, that's what I mean by a tiny bit, of freelance work for yourself, I think you're in a perfect position to scale. You don't have to wait to for your schedule to fill with one-to-one students. It is an option. I always say to people who ask me that if you want to fill your schedule with one-to-ones and only then start thinking about scaling, absolutely, that's an option. But what I want you to know is that you don't have to. You can, as long as you've got the desire to scale your business and to not work with one-to-ones only, but build a profitable group program, it is possible without a full schedule of one-to-ones. The decision comes down to you being confident in your method, as I said, but also in feeling safe enough in the money, the financial situation of what you've got at the moment with the one-to-ones. But to be honest, even while you're building your course, and I would say that with a group program, it takes about 6 months, a minimum of 6 months of preparing, validating, marketing, and launching a group program, that in the meantime, you could be still getting one-to-ones. Like, it's not going to happen overnight. So a lot of people think that, oh, I just need to clear up my business before I join the Rocket Accelerator, because that's what we do in the program. No, you don't. You can have a completely messy business where not everything works perfectly, where you're not even that happy with your one-to-ones, and you can still take part in the process of building, marketing, and launching your group program. Because your group program, that type of going beyond one-to-ones, can be what saves your business, can be what not even saves your business. It can be that thing that moves the needle for your business. I would say that it not only can, I think it will. Because I've not seen people who, when they took it seriously, when they started seeing the potential in people, in gathering a group of people who have a similar desire, similar need, a similar problem to solve, and then putting them in a group and selling it as an offer, they are completely hooked. It's a bit addictive. Group language courses are addictive. So this is, as I said, this is my favorite model of scaling. Group language programs are reasonably easy to create, because they take from the best of the two worlds. They take your expertise, your passion for teaching, and we package all of that into that course. Plus, you're still there, because what I usually suggest is that at least your first one or even two editions is live. I'm not a massive fan of pre-recorded courses as your first, if ever, to be honest, edition of your group program. And then all the knowledge that you need to have about marketing and selling it, which is usually where the knowledge gap is. People usually enjoy the process because they see, hey, it's just a no-brainer. Between I was making an X amount per hour while working one-to-one, now I can make 10 times as much, because that's totally possible. It's not even an empty promise I'm making here. It's totally possible to be making 10 times as much as you are at the moment per hour if you put people in a group. The only problem is that selling group programs is a tiny bit more complicated, but that's where I come in with my program, with the whole process, taking you step by step of how to do it so you don't burn out in the process. There are obviously other ways of going beyond one-to-ones. They could be running a membership, but I do not recommend that as your first group offer. Very tricky. There are digital courses and passive products. Again, I do not recommend that, because the biggest obstacle for both memberships and digital products is that in order for them to actually scale your business, so bring you more money or kind of replace the income that you have from the one-to-ones, because that's, to me, that's the goal of scaling, replacing your current one-to-one income with the income from the scalable offer. With a group program, it's quite easy to replace that kind of income. With memberships or digital products, it's not that easy, because they are usually low priced. So what that means is that you have to have a big, big, big audience. With group programs, you don't need a big, big audience. And that is a secret, fun thing about them. So what a lot of people think, and I think there is tons of marketing and tons of people offering support in building ebooks and all sorts of digital products, they all sound fun and they all can be a great addition. But to be honest, in my program, I don't even mention them until the last lesson, because I don't think they are easy enough for teachers who are passionate about teaching to be a way for them to make it work as a sustainable salary. I think you can create a much easier way to make more money by creating a group program than you are by creating a digital product. Maybe I'll record a separate podcast about it, although I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it in a few others already to some extent. The next thing, so the first step is basically going beyond one-to-one. Group program or not, this is the first step. The second step is automation. So your business as it stands now, I'm imagining that most people who are listening to this are still working one-to-one and doing most things manually. When you're starting to scale, and that the first few things, the first few ways in which we're going to automate your business, are going to happen in building your group program and selling it. We are going to create opportunities where you don't have to be manually involved in everything. And it doesn't mean that you're not involved in delivering your classes, for example, because I think that's one of those things that a lot of people who come to me, they don't actually want to quit. So no, don't worry. I'm not going to ask you to automate classes, because I know you love them. But all the other things, such as collecting payments, such as collecting email addresses, such as creating content, such as creating graphics, all of that
should be automated or at least streamlined, ideally outsourced. So automation is this big, big, big area where we think about, and it happens kind of like gradually. So you think about areas that are the most painful to you. To me, it's also the areas that are the most obvious that you can automate. So for example, email addresses, like you can totally automate that. You're not going to collect email addresses by hand. You're going to do it via a landing page. And this is how you're going to grow your list. And then we're going to sell to that list. So all of that, and I guide people through some of those processes, happens in the second stage of scaling your business. It becomes quite obvious to a lot of people that hiring a virtual assistant or someone to help with social media or whoever else that comes to mind. Again, it really depends on what's the most painful task that you're currently doing that you could outsource. It becomes quite obvious quite early on in that scaling process that it's going to be super helpful. So even hiring someone for 10 hours a month is not a massive investment, but it can, it will make your business much easier to run and have a much bigger potential for scaling. Because as long as you're tied by your business and you're doing everything yourself and everything manually, you are not going to be able to scale your business. So automating becomes that really important part of it. And at the end, there comes the third step. And that step is hiring people. And so we've already mentioned some hiring, because that can become part of your automation, the outsourcing of boring, difficult, or some tasks that you just simply want to get rid of. In the third step, usually businesses get big enough to justify hiring, for example, another teacher. And now, what I want to say here is that there is a big mistake that people make, and you need to be aware of that. I know so many people who are at the stage of their business being mainly a freelance one-to-one business. Their schedule gets completely full, and their next thing that they want to do is hire. This is a massive mistake. Please do not hire teachers to take over some of your one-to-ones when you've got a full schedule. What that will create is a situation where you're literally working round the clock, half of the time as a teacher and half of the time as an administrator. You don't want that. Hiring teachers only makes sense when you've already scaled and when you've already automated your business, so that in case there is growth, there is more groups that you don't want to or can't take over, another person can do it for you. This is the only time when it makes sense. There is also a digression here. If you want to start a language school where you actually hire teachers and they do the work for you, what I would recommend is that you teach as little or not at all, if possible. Because teaching while also managing a team is nearly impossible. And believe me, I've been there. I did that in a language school where I was at a managerial position. During COVID, I had to teach but also manage, and it was bloody difficult, nearly impossible at times. And there was also a time when I ran my own language school when I was still so involved, so in the trenches, that I was still teaching, but I also had to manage a group of six. And that was bloody painful. So don't do it to yourself. If you want to open a language school, that's a completely different story. Hire me as your coach for one-to-one coaching. I'm very happy to take you through the process of starting a language school. and convince you that you can't teach or teach as little as possible. If you are a solo teacher who started or is still at that stage of freelance one-to-one teaching, the process is going to be exactly as I described. First, you're going to choose your model to go beyond one-to-ones. If you are, especially if you're full with one-to-ones, so at this stage, if you want to follow that path that I recommend, which is creating a group program, because that's literally the easiest thing to do, especially if you have a small audience and you find it hard to teach more one-to-ones, but you want to make more money, you're a bit burnt out, you want to change your situation, a group program is your first step into more freedom, more money, more fun as well. You can choose a different one-to-one model beyond one-to-ones, but as I said, with some caveats at the beginning, it might be more difficult. The next thing will be automating, streamlining and outsourcing. And finally, if needs be, you're going to hire people. I have to admit to you that within my coaching business, I am between two and three. I don't run a massive business where I have to hire tons of people. I work with three people and they are contractors. They are not employees of my company. And that's absolutely enough. But I would never have hired them at those early stages, because that could have sabotaged my growth and just added tons of headache and admin. So don't do that to yourself. So this is what scaling means. When you're ready to scale, the Rocket Accelerator is absolutely for you. Scaling doesn't have to mean that you're doing so well that you now the only option is to scale. No, scaling can be also an escape from struggling. Because especially if you choose a group program model, it is actually quite simple. I promise. I've tested it on myself, on people, and it works. Alrighty, that's it. If you have any other questions about scaling, I'm available on social media. Please let me know. And otherwise, I'll see you in the next episode.
You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hustling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you. And my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends, rate it and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.